Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 4th, 2020. Board of Corrections meeting, May 2020. The Board of Corrections met on May 1st, 2020 through a Zoom video conference. Meeting materials and a video of the meeting may be found on the Department of Corrections, DOC, website. Director's Update / COVID-19 Update. DOC Director Beth Skinner provided a department and COVID-19 update and discussed the following items: current status of COVID-19 in institutions. Director Skinner gave an update of the current positive cases for COVID-19 in the institutions. Daily updates are available on the DOC COVID-19 webpage. The current status is as follows: 18 inmates at the Iowa Medical Classification Center, IMCC, and one inmate at Clarinda Correctional Facility, CCF, have tested positive and have been quarantined, and 6 staff members at the IMCC and 1 staff member at the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women, ICIW, have tested positive and remain at home. Mitigation efforts. Over the last few months, the DOC has taken steps to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in institutions. A detailed description of these mitigation strategies may be found in previous Fiscal Update articles related to the DOC COVID-19 response. The DOC provided the following updates to these efforts. Staff in all of the institutions are required to wear face masks. Inmates in prison with positive cases, the IMCC and CCF, are required to wear face masks, and inmate use of face masks is voluntary and encouraged at all other institutions. And Director Skinner has been giving video updates to all inmates to provide information related to COVID-19, both related to the DOC and outside of the institutions. Strategies to reduce prison population. The DOC has taken steps to reduce the prison population in order to provide for quarantine space and mitigate the spread in institutions. The director gave the following updates related to reducing the population. The DOC has asked the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association to stop all admissions and revocations to prisons. The DOC is currently in week 2 of no new admissions, and the DOC has extended this policy to May 11th. The DOC will only admit prisoners if there is deemed to be a critical situation. The DOC is working collaboratively with the Board of Parole to continue to increase reviews. As of May 1st, 2020, there are 8,091 inmates currently incarcerated. This is a decrease of 404 inmates since early March and the lowest prison population level since June 30, 2013. Director Skinner provided a regional outlook on COVID-19 cases in institutions to show how Iowa compares. The chart that accompanies this Fiscal Update article shows the state institution data provided by Director Skinner. State, Iowa, positive cases in institutions, 19. State, Missouri, positive cases in institutions, 30. State, Wisconsin, positive cases in institutions, 18. State, Ohio, positive cases in institutions, 3,656. State, Indiana, positive cases in institutions, 334. State, Kansas, positive cases in institutions, 81. State, Minnesota, positive cases in institutions, 79. And State, Illinois, positive cases in institutions, 155. Iowa Prison Industries, IPI, production. IPI Director Dan Clark provided an update on the production of personal protective equipment, PPE, by IPI and discussed the following items. face masks. IPI is producing masks at 4 institutions, and more than 85,000 masks have been produced. All inmates have at least a minimum of 3 masks each. The masks are also being supplied to community-based corrections, CBC, county jails, the Department of Human Services, DHS, and others. Hand sanitizer. IPI is producing hand sanitizer at the ICIW. The ICIW has produced 24,000 gallons, equivalent to 46 million doses. Due to the increasing supply from the private sector, the last day of production of hand sanitizer by the ICIW was May 1st, 2020. Gowns. IPI is producing gowns at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility, FDCF, for the DHS, the Iowa Veterans Home, and DOC staff. Currently, the FDCF is producing 1,000 gowns a day. In addition, the Fort Dodge community, in partnership with Iowa Central Community College, has produced an additional 3,000 gowns from pre-cut kits provided by IPI. Production of the gowns has also been extended to Anamosa State Penitentiary, ASP, and the ICIW to meet the high demand. Face shields. IPI is producing face shields at ASP for healthcare professionals and correctional officers accompanying inmates to hospitals. Despite difficulty acquiring materials necessary for the face shields, ASP has produced 12,000 face shields to date. Cleaning fluid and other disinfecting products. The IPI also produces cleaning products that have been in high demand since March. IPI continues to be able to provide these products to state agencies as needed. IPI is working 7 days a week in 3 of the facilities to produce the products in a timely manner. The DOC plans to apply for Federal Emergency Management Agency reimbursement for any additional costs incurred from the production. The Renewable Fuels Association donated the ethanol and glycerin, and Templeton Rye donated the distilled water necessary to produce the hand sanitizer at IPI. Budget update. Financial Manager Steve Dick provided a DOC budget update for fiscal year 2020. The fiscal year 2020 budget for the DOC is in good condition currently, and no major problems are expected toward the end of the fiscal year. As of the end of March, 71% of the DOC budget has been expended. There are several areas of the budget that will need to be monitored due to the impacts of COVID-19. Costs to the county confinement line item are higher due to the fact that prisoners are not being transferred out of facilities right now, and the DOC must reimburse those costs. CBCs are experiencing significant revenue changes due to the reduction of beds being used in the residential facilities where clients pay daily rent. In addition, many of the clients are unemployed and are having difficulty paying their rent as well. Community supervision is also experiencing revenue loss from fewer supervision fees due to less client contact. The declining revenues will likely have more of an impact on the next fiscal year, and a slow recovery in revenue levels is anticipated. And other line items experiencing increased costs include electronic monitoring, PPE expenses, and technology cost increases. The DOC is hoping to receive reimbursement of these costs through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, and other federal reimbursements available. The next Board of Corrections meeting is scheduled on June 5, 2020 at a location to be determined. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275.